Welcome to the radio ministry of Albertville First Baptist Church. We invite you to join us each Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB. For more information about the ministries of First Baptist Church or to listen to previously recorded messages, please visit albertvillefbc.church. If you do not have a church home, please join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. We hope you are blessed by today's broadcast.
Good morning, First Baptist Church. It's great to see you as others come on in and as we welcome those participating online. We will go ahead and get started. Let me say welcome to you. If you're a guest, if you take a moment to tear off the insert or the registration attached to your worship guide you received when you came in. We'd love for you to fill that out and place it in the offering box as you leave. If you're participating online, the screen right now will show you exactly what we would like for you to do to let us know that you're there. Let me say to those online and those in the room, we are celebrating communion this morning. So if you're in the room and you did not pick up one of these element sets, when we start the first song, if you'll make your way to right outside by the offering boxes, you can grab one of these and you'll need it a little bit later. If you're participating online, we would invite you to go grab some crackers or bread and some juice or water if that's all you have and bring it together to be ready for a time a little later. We'll tell you when to use it. Just as a reminder for how these work, they are double-sided, so you cannot start with the juice or you'll be in trouble. So start with the bread on the other side when the time comes, and we'll let you know when that time is here. Let me say to any guests in the room and online, we practice open communion. What that means is that we invite anyone who knows Jesus to participate. You do not have to be a member of our church. We would love for you to participate. And so as we kick off this, what is a holiday week, we're so thankful that you have made time to come and worship with us as others are beginning the travel process. We're so glad to gather together. What the worship ministry is going to help lead this morning is going to be a very special day for us. And so I pray that you'll take in every part of it, from the music to the scriptures to all that's shared and to our communion together. Our church of the week that we're praying for is Christ Redeemer Church in Guntersville. It's a fairly new church that meets in the RSVP building. Their pastor is Aaron Johnson. And so we'll pray for them and for their congregation. Pray specifically for Aaron. He has some health issues that have really been growing that he's been dealing with as of lately. And so pray for him and for his healing. And then our missionary of the week is one of the churches we sponsor in the area, a church plant, and that is the Bridge Ministries in Geraldine. Their pastor is Matthew Cole. So let's pray for both of them as we begin. Father God, I want to thank you for the privilege to come and worship you. What a morning we had in our early service as we gathered, as we lifted up praise in song, as we shared together in communion, as we read the scripture and celebrated who you are. Thank you for that. Father, I take a moment right now to ask that you would be with Christ Redeemer Church. Father, that you would move in power among them this morning in their time of worship. Father, that you would bring healing to their pastor and the health issues that he is dealing with. Father, that many people would come to know you through their ministry. And then, Father, I pray also for our missionaries of the week. We pray for Matthew Cole. We pray, Lord, as he leads the Bridge Ministries, we're so thankful to partner with them in Geraldine and to be their sponsor. Lord, my prayer is that as they have had a great year already of seeing many people come to know you and many people be baptized and grow in their faith with you, my prayer is that the last month and a half of this year would be their best season yet in the 2 years of their church's existence. Father, that you'll do a mighty work among them. And Lord, I take a moment now to pray for all those in the room, all those participating online, all those listening on the radio. Father, that we might humbly come before you, putting our mind's attention, putting our heart's affection on you. God, that the next hour would bring you all the glory and praise that you are worthy of, and that in doing so, you will transform us. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. One of my favorite holidays is Thanksgiving Day, and our worship service today is designed to celebrate Jesus with gratitude, to stop and examine who he is and what he is about. So there are six statements we will use today throughout the day, and as I share them with you now, at the end of each statement, how about giving a rousing amen if you believe the truth of these words? First, Jesus is our foundation. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Jesus is our provider. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is the Lamb that was slain. And then finally, a day to come soon, Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So we start with Jesus as our foundation. And not long before Moses' death, he wrote a song. And two verses I will share with you from the song he wrote in Deuteronomy chapter 32. Listen to these words. He says, "For I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God, the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he." There are over 20 places in the scripture where it describes God as the rock, as the foundation, as the cornerstone. There are so many places where it even ascribes to Jesus as the rock, the foundation, and the cornerstone. So we begin with this first thought that Jesus is our foundation. Let's sing about that together. Let's stand together as we sing.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaken, I've never been more glad than I put my faith in Jesus. 'Cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So
seated, friends. He has never failed you, and he has never failed me. I want you to think back over the Bible how many times the Lord provided. He never failed, and he has not failed you. And if you are here today wondering if he might fail you and wondering if he will come through on his promise, let me make a commitment to you. You will not be the singular great exception to the promises of God. God will not fail you. Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when Jesus brought the dead back to life, he can do so in our lives today. When Jesus brought healing, he can do so in our lives today. When Jesus brought salvation, he can do so in our lives and in the lives of your children and grandchildren to come. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, God says, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed." When the Bible calls us the children of Jacob, understand that's important, because when we say Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, what did Jesus and what did God the Father do for Jacob? They took Jacob and they changed his name from Jacob to Israel. Jacob means supplanter. Jacob had plenty of sin in his life. Jacob had messed up time and time again and disobeyed God. But God said, "I choose you and I will use you and I will bless you." Friends, when we are called children of Jacob, listen, that's what that means. Even though we have failed, even though we have messed up, even though we've disobeyed God, listen, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So let's call on that same God together and ask him to move in power among us now. Would you sing this with us? You can remain seated and stand in a little bit. Don will stand you. Let's sing this together.
I'm calling on the God of Jacob, whose love endures through generations. I know that you will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, the one who opened up the ocean. I need you now to do the same thing for me. promise is good. It is good. It is good. You hurt your children. You hear your children. You are the same God. You are the same God. You answered prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were providing then. You are providing.
Remain standing and close your eyes, and just for a moment stop and reflect on what we just lifted up in song, the truth of Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has been so good to us. In Psalm 77, the psalmist says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old. I will ponder all your work and meditate on your mighty deeds. This morning, with your head still bowed, this morning when I was in here with some men praying, and I read this scripture, Psalm 16. Listen to these words. See if it's not true in your life. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. Listen, friends, if the lines have fallen for you in pleasant places, if God has blessed you, and I know he has, would you take just a moment to stop and thank him for that, that he is your provider. He is my provider. Father God, thank you for providing for our needs. Thank you for giving us exceedingly abundantly more than we could dare to dream, ask, or imagine. Thank you for grace and mercy and provision. Thank you for blessing. God, we see the evidence of your grace and your goodness all over our lives. And so we'll take time to sing about that together now. God, receive our praise. Let's sing this song together. Just remain standing.
I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life.
See that again, I see.
I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life.
History, the faithfulness.
sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
'Twas grace.
Be seated, if you will. I want to take just a moment and remind you that Jesus is our Savior. We've talked about how He has been good to us, but the greatest act of goodness and mercy in your life was your salvation. Would you take just a moment right now to stop and reflect on when Jesus saved you? Take just a moment to reflect on when you gave your life to Him. Take a moment to reflect on who shared the gospel with you. Back up and think about who taught you before that. If you grew up in church, there was probably a Sunday school teacher as a child. There may have been a nursery worker who prayed for you and sang over you in a church nursery somewhere. Someone, a youth minister, a youth pastor, someone that came along and influenced your life. For others, it's a parent, a grandparent. It's a school teacher, someone who influenced you. Stop and thank God for them for a moment. Thank God for the salvation He brought you and me. And let's stop and remember that the new life He gave us is not something we ever could have earned on our own. It was a gift of His mercy. And friends, it's important before we celebrate communion that we reflect on the mercy of God. Because when Jesus shed His blood for us, when His body was broken for us, He did so to make a way that we could receive His mercy. We'll sing about that now.
I'm living proof of what the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you'd believe me now. He turned my whole life upside down. Took the old
just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of His blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done, but the goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. Thought I deserved to be 6 feet beneath the earth. For all the things I've done, the things I've said, the choices made that I regret, oh, I would still be lost. But for and mercy and the power of the blood. Oh, the power of the blood. It was Jesus' blood. Was the cross meant for me?
me whole again.
nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Give Him praise this morning. Give Him praise. Now let's have a little fun. Here we go. The blood that you...
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from death.
If you can, friends, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we get to really the climax of our service today, and we get to the focal point of all that we are, and that is the opportunity to realize that Jesus is the Lamb who was slain. Now, we've sung about the blood, but to get to the blood of Jesus, there was a cross. There were beatings. There was a crown of thorns. And to get to that, Jesus took time to pray with his disciples and prepare them for what we would do for 2,000 years now since that time. Listen to what it says, 1 Corinthians 11. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, Paul said, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." Guys, the new covenant is God's grace. It is his mercy. It's the fact that he provides salvation in a way that you and I could not earn it. In the old covenant, they were doing their best to walk in righteousness. In the new covenant, we are righteous because of Jesus. And so he says, do this in as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Friends, let's celebrate communion together. Let's celebrate together the bread and the cup.
Let's have a meal. Let me reveal who I am. I'm your Savior. I will kneel down and wash all the sin from your soul. I'm your servant. I am.
Given thanks, he broke the bread and he said, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Take the bread. Supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's take and remember.
We cry worthy. We cry worthy. We cry worthy is the Lamb of God. We cry worthy, we cry worthy, we cry worthy is the Lamb of God.
cry worthy. We cry worthy.
Sing it.
We cry worthy is the Lamb of God.
Sing it again.
We cry worthy. We cry worthy.
He's worthy.
We cry worthy is the Lamb.
Lift your voice in praise. We cry.
We cry worthy. We cry worthy. We cry worthy is the Lamb of God. We cry worthy. We cry worthy. We cry worthy is the Lamb of God.
Father God, you are worthy. Jesus, the Lamb, you are worthy. Holy Spirit, you are worthy. We're so thankful that Jesus came to bring new life for us. Father, I pray that as we have celebrated the elements, that it would be a pure and clear reflection of what Jesus has done for us. God, accept our sacrifice, accept our worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Be seated, friends. One more song, one more scripture together. Jesus is the Lamb that was slain for us. But please understand that there will be soon a time where we will know him as Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We await his return. In the book of Revelation, it speaks about the fact that no one could open the seals, which are this incredible symbolism, incredible actuality of what would take place to provide salvation, to provide new life, to provide the holiness of God. Listen to these words, Revelation chapter 5. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne, God the Father, a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven, and no one on earth, no one under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. There was no perfect, sinless one. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy enough. We just cried worthy for Jesus. It says no one was found worthy enough to open the scroll or to look into it. And then one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." Friends, Jesus is worthy. And Jesus has conquered, and our hope comes from him. The only hope we have is in Jesus. The only hope Sand Mountain has is in Jesus. The only hope for the world is in Jesus. So let's speak the name of Jesus. Let's lift the name of Jesus. Let's proclaim the name of Jesus with one final song as the choir will start us.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus.
shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Jesus, over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Friends, there is a name that is greater than any other name on this earth, and that is Jesus. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is life in the name of Jesus Christ. When we speak the name, we speak it with power. So sing it out. Shout Jesus. Shout Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, and Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
Friends, I hope you've been blessed by the worship today. I hope you've been blessed in sharing communion today and through the scripture today, and know that the one that gave his life for us is coming again. So we hope what we've done is set the table for you for your Thanksgiving week, to prepare for you a way to be grateful all week long for all that Jesus has done for you, as we focused on who he is and his great character and what he has done for us.
You've been listening to the radio ministry of Albertville's First Baptist Church. For more information, please call 256-878-2291 or visit www.albertvillefbc.org. We hope you will join us next Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB.